Thanks for choosing GoldSeek.com Radio as a trusted business and investing news source. Well, it's just a pleasure to welcome back CEO Kenneth Lewis from, of course, One Gold and AppMex. Those are your go-to places online. This is a platform that has really offers you about everything from crypto and the security of precious metals. He's going to fill in all the blanks here for us today. And, of course, we also have the added benefit of being in a gold and silver bull market. Welcome back, CEO Kenneth Lewis.
Hey, thanks for the time.
Great to have you. And, you know, why don't we just start with an overview to get people up to speed?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think one of the things, and look, I'm an avid reader, and there's a lot of different products in the market, and we try to keep things simple. We try to build a product for consumers that are easy to understand. It's very intuitive. It's easy to use. We took what I think are some of the core strengths of the crypto space and applied it to our solution. So we're using blockchain technology in different forms, and as a distributed ledger, we're also going out and working with companies or institutions like the Royal Canadian Mint to be able to go out and take a position in metal within their facilities. We're able to do that at institutional pricing. And then ultimately, we give consumers just a really intuitive, easy-to-use online experience to be able to buy and sell gold or silver 24/7. We allow you to link your bank account. We allow you to do continuity programs where you can make investments daily, weekly, whatever you like. You can buy as little as a dollar. And you're going to find the pricing is, frankly, better than any ETF can offer in the market today. So it's we think it's a nice solution. And obviously, what we tell people is just do your research. And I think they'll find it's really a product that might work for them.
Exactly. And of course, you've got insured storage. Let's talk a little bit about how people are buying gold and silver. The last thing they're thinking about is storage. They're thinking about how this is going to balance their portfolios, act as a safety net, a life preserver, and all the other adages we've heard in the industry for decades. But then there's storage. And we understand that you have some interesting vaulting partners there to help guarantee storage of the physical metals, which of course also has the digital component.
One of the things, and you nailed it, I mean, obviously, when you buy gold and silver, you're looking to balance a portfolio. You're ideally, you know, you got different strategies and it fits in well. It works inversely to the equities markets when it's struggling. And so one of the things that we strive to do is just to make sure consumers can trust that your product's safe, that you have title, that there's no risk of loss anywhere in the process. So what we do is we only partner with vaulting partners that have appropriate levels of insurance. They act as an independent verifier of metal as it goes into the process. And then what we do is we then make that metal available to a consumer. So what we'd like to say is that, you know, we can't sell metal we don't own. You know, when we're using the blockchain, it won't let us do that. So it's important that you know the metal's there as a consumer and that you're protected because, you know, heaven forbid an event happens and the metal, for whatever reason, you know, maybe there's a tornado or whatever, or a fire or whatever. You want to know you're protected at all times of theft. You want to know you're protected. And so we make sure that we have Lloyd's of London insurance always there to protect the consumer as well, just in case of those odd events that could potentially happen one day.
You know, there's also I think you briefly touched on the distributed ledger, and this ties in with the blockchain, right? Because at the end of the day, what you really have is just a hashing mechanism that essentially keeps us all updated on who owns what, a pseudo-anonymous way. So, I mean, it's just a ledger. It's just a book. Have your debits and your credits. It's really just that simple. But people like to know how independent the ledger is, and how distributed it is, and, you know, where these transactions can show up so that it's not altered. There's safety, security, and transparency in the ledger.
So the product we have out of Canada is powered by Tradewinds. It's a permission-based blockchain, for those who are familiar with it. It's R3 Corda, so it's a product that is very common in the financial industry. What makes it different than other blockchains is it limits certain information, so you don't have... the information is not so specific where you could identify consumers or you could potentially take that information and use it in nefarious ways. So it's a proven technology, and we use it on the product in Canada because, you know, when we worked with the Canadians, the Royal Canadian Mint, we felt we needed a way for all partners to be able to interact with the ledger. So So when I make a buy, the Royal Canadian Mint actually updates the ledger to reflect that I own that inventory. When I sell product to a customer, I send an update to the ledger, passing ownership to the consumer, so it shows up right in the ledger. And so what we do is then we allow that consumer to actually access the ledger independently right through our website. So you click a link, it brings up the Tradewind website, you can see what your ownership interest is. You come back over to my database, you see that my database has the same number as what you show on the Tradewind site. So we're doing that on our Canadian product. We have a U.S. product right now that's not on a blockchain, but is being looked at to be put on the blockchain here in the near future. But what we do in that case is we make sure we have independent verification physically of the product, and then we use a top five accounting firm to come in and physically audit the inventory as well, just to make sure consumers can feel comfortable that their inventory is there at all times.
I'd like to focus in on, like a laser, on the idea of independent sovereignty. There are many, many instances throughout time where people were falsely accused or maybe in retrospect treated less than fairly. I mean, one of the obvious appeals, I think, to any precious metal investor is the fact that they have kind of pulled their wealth out of circulation and they are, for the most part, in full agency, in full control of that said wealth. There's no entanglements, for the most part, on their money at that point. Can you give us an idea of how One Gold tries to replicate that?
It's tough to do, obviously, on a digital front, but I'll give you a few examples. And look, I'm also the number one largest physical seller of precious metals. So as I've told everybody that I talk to, I always feel you still need to have a certain amount of physical in your portfolio for that rainy day, for off the grid, for just thinking about the future. But then you want to complement your investment, a broader exposure to gold. Why not go digital or even paper so you have a way to get in and out of it instantaneously? But one of the things that we do that I think is unique and many companies are looking to try to implement is we're allowing you to seamlessly move your money back and forth between your banking systems. So, we want to be able to put money in your hands instantaneously. So when you go on our site and you want to make a transaction, you can actually, first and foremost, close a transaction without the funds, which no one really allows you to do out in the market today. They all make you pre-fund. So first and foremost, you get you're instantly able to close your transaction, and then you send your funds post-transaction if you so desire. And then when you're able to send those funds, we make it where you can link your accounts and make it easy to move the money back and forth. Also, when you go to sell, we move those funds instantaneously back to your bank account. So, you know, you're not having me hold your money longer than you need to. Unlike some people that take 2 and 3 and 4 days to clear funds, we try to make sure those funds are always in your hands as fast as possible at all times.
And let's move on then, of course, to another aspect of security, and that's, you know, two-factor authentication, where, I don't know, somebody put a tasty delivered pizza or two or three, they got my number, debit card number, they enjoyed a nice few meals at my expense. Luckily, the bank took care of that for me. But, I mean, it did get dicey, because for about a week, the account was closed down, and, you know, the mortgage has to be paid, the bills have to be paid, and that was impossible. There are some neat aspects to your two-factor authentication, which is virtually unbreakable.
You know, look, when we looked at our platform, first and foremost, we wanted it to be secure. You're trusting us to hold your metal. You need to be able to trust your experience and know that your information is going to be protected at all times. Just as an example of that, until you clear a certain dollar amount where I'm required to do an AML, I don't even get your address. Okay, so it's one of those things where we want to protect your information at all times. And even when we do, we encrypt that and we actually have databases to store things in off-site locations. But getting back to two-factor is proven in the market to reduce fraud by something like 99%. But even two-factor, we do two-factor two ways. We can do two-factor where we will send you a text or call you, or you can actually use an independent authenticator tool to do your two-factor as well. We let you choose. Initially, we go with a text, but a more safer mechanism is to use a two-factor tool, an authenticator tool, to actually do that. So we've enabled both of those on our site. We also give you visibility, complete visibility, to any login activity to your tools. And then most importantly, if for whatever reason someone got through all of that and they want to do a transaction where they want to pull funds out, we have a manual review process in place where our AML team and accounting teams will make sure that the behavior looks consistent, the IP address logged in looks right. So we don't want, by chance, if someone did steal the information, we don't want anyone to be able to get away with any of your funds, and we're going to take extra steps to make sure we're careful about doing that.
And, you know, one of the neat aspects of the One Gold, you know, I'm going to try to remain fair and balanced here and, of course, impartial and as objective as possible. But, you know, what I like about it, just personally, you have AppMex behind it. Okay, you have the folks there who you already trust. I mean, it is the de facto well-known name. So that's a big plus. And can you give us an idea about this limited time introductory offer, you know, gold, silver at spot price?
Basically, what we're doing is, first of all, you're right, having AppMex and Sprott behind the product can give you that confidence. I mean, I see too many companies pop up that, you know, they have a great board, they got some names, they say they're related to people, but the reality of it is, how are they funded, how are they backed, who are you doing business with? You don't have to worry about that when you deal with us. But more importantly, we have launched a U.S. product. It's done very well, very, very well, actually. We actually set a record high last week. We're growing our sales 39% compounding monthly for the last 4 months, so we're seeing a lot of traction on the product. And what we've done is with the release of this product, we're actually offering the product at spot for about a 30-day time frame. It probably won't last much longer than that because, frankly, the take rate's been better than we expected. And then at that point in time, most importantly is when you go to buy in the future, you're only paying 30 basis points. To give that a perspective, you're paying about 5 cents for an ounce of silver. You're paying about $5 for an ounce of gold. It's very, very competitive pricing, and I think consumers will find it very convenient as well.
Can we talk a bit more about the One Gold process of buying, selling, online redemption, withdrawing, even the recurring transactions? You've got some really neat stuff there in the storage. Seems really reasonably priced.
It's actually 12 basis points a year on gold and 30 on silver, which is remarkably low. At 1% today's markets, we would not want to charge that because ETFs are charging you about 50 bips, and we want this product to be very competitive to an ETF. That's our goal. And to get back to your points about other features, 55% of our transactions, now albeit that's probably less than 10% of the dollars, but 55% of our transactions are people who've come in and said, I want a dollar cost average, I want to buy $5 of gold a day, or $5 of silver, or $10, or you pick the dollar amount, you pick the frequency, and I want to set this thing up on reoccurring transactions where it just happens for me automatically. People love that feature, we're glad to offer it, we can do that because we're able to allow you to put money on hand or link your accounts or use a credit card. So it makes it very simple, something I'd really struggle to do in a physical space if I had to ship you product. And then that final thing, look, everyone wants to know they can convert their digital to physical at all times. And unlike some other products in the market out there, specifically one up in Toronto, we don't make you go to other people's websites or call phone numbers or make it difficult for you to get your product out. You can literally go right on the site. You get best tier pricing. It's very important to note you're getting the best pricing offer on AppMex.com right on One Gold. It ships same day to your home, and we make it seamless. We make it easy for you. So we know there's not going to be a lot of people who do redeem, but you like knowing that you have that capability. There's about 20 gold products, about 20 silver products. You can do it right there on the site. And then if you find a product on AppMex that you'd love to do it with, a 2012 box of Silver Eagles, you call us up, we'll make it available to you, and you can actually buy it with your digital metal.
Sounds very convenient. And I also like your thoughts on, you know, how it's comparable to ETFs. Over the years, we've kind of tried to balance our opinion here as carefully as we can because, you know, ETFs, a lot of question marks there. Now, the one we trust or have over the last decade, of course, was Sprott. Because they balance gold and silver, and as I understand it, they're one of the few that really backs it up with physical. Give us an idea today, if you could, how One Gold even maybe drawing the attention of institutions that have deep pockets for gold and silver.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned Sprott. They're our partner. They're 25% owner of One Gold, and Peter, the CEO, and I get along really well. We talk about, you know, some of the kind of non-negotiables, if you will, and having metal there physically has to be one of those. And, you know, their Fizz product and some of their other products do just that. Fortunately, for many ETFs out there, you do question whether or not the metal's really there. You do question counterparty risk. You do question why they trade at a premium or a discount to the price of gold. Why don't they just trade at the price of gold? So there's a lot of question marks. But hey, it's hard to beat when you can go to your brokerage account and with a couple of clicks execute a trade. So, you know, what we tried to do is give you confidence in metals there, but also make that convenience factor be one where you find it simple, it's straightforward, and it's not too cumbersome to buy it outside of your brokerage account. So, look, ETFs are a great product. I'm glad they're out there because they brought a lot of attention to gold and silver as an investment option. But I do think there are better options that are coming to the market, and I think One Gold is just one example of that.
That'll be interesting to see, you know, how One Gold draws the attention of the deep pockets as this precious metals. I mean, if we eclipse 1900 like so many top folks are looking for in the next year or so, I mean, that's going to bring some big eyes and a lot of attention to the sector. And they're going to be looking around saying, hey, I don't know about this GLD. It looks a little fishy to me. Something doesn't smell right with that. But One Gold and, you know, Sprott, those are names you can trust. So again, I don't want to harp too much on it. It just seems like an interesting, appealing alternative.
You know, I think it is. And look, what I always tell people is do your research. My team has spent hours on our FAQs. And you go, oh gosh, why do you need so many FAQs? We want to be transparent. We want you to know what you're getting into. We want our fees to be very clear. We're not going to nickel and dime you. We want it to have it when you call, you're going to get a phone answered within 20 seconds, and you're going to have people respond to the chat. We're going to make sure the customers are number one, and we're going to offer pricing that's very comparable, if not the best in the market. And then you can trust that you're going to have a great experience overall. And look, we're scoring a 4.8, 4.9 out of 5. And in this space, you know, there's some other competitors out there. Do your research. You're going to find no one's even close to us in the customer feedback we're receiving. So we think we have something right. You know, and the fact is, if I just take the last couple of weeks and I annualize it, we're already doing north of $100 million in flow on an annualized basis. And I think that number is just the starting point.
I mean, you're bringing some options to the table here that have incredible appeal. It's sort of, you know, I'd liken it to a bridge to precious metals for people who are looking for greater flexibility in their currency, greater flexibility in their investment needs. Let's say that, you know, you're moving to the aerospace, you're moving to Japan, you're moving to who knows where you're moving, Beijing, or look at the situation in Hong Kong. If currency risk suddenly less of an issue with at least a modicum or a portion of your investment, I mean, that One Gold solution, that's got a lot of appeal there. What you've really got going for you, from my perspective in One Gold, is that you're a utility coin. You're not a crypto in any way, shape, or form, according right to the Security and Exchange Commission. So that gives you a tremendous leverage, you know, to avoid, as you said, the regulatory hurdles, the issues, the snafus within your own ecosystem. Because according to the SEC, you're above board. So, you know, good job there. I'd really like to, you know, leave the mic open here for you, and it's always on with regard to borrowing against your coins and lending and things of that nature, because I tell you, a lot of people would love to be able, you know, to buy that vacation home, but they don't want to part with their gold. They don't want to lose that safety net.
Remember, I've already done the AML if you verified your account, so I don't need to worry about that. I know who you are. I have a collateral to hold, you know, honest, to make sure you pay your bills back. And why not be able to give you the money on a moment's notice at a spread that you're going to find, I think, is better than anything you can go to the bank and get money for. So we're excited about it. We just got to get some regulatory work done. And those are the kind of conveniences that a digital offering can do for consumers. And we're committed to trying to make that happen.
Exciting stuff. CEO Kenneth Lewis, thank you so much.
Thanks for the time. Take care.
The blockchain revolution is transforming the global arena, disrupting every industry in its path. Goldseek.com is excited to introduce an off-the-chain opportunity in digital gold and silver from our friends at Apmex and Sprott.com. One Gold holds physical gold and silver metals at the Royal Canadian Mint, the first online marketplace to offer secure and convenient buying, selling, and redemption of digital precious metals. One Gold uses Vault Chain, a secure, immutable blockchain ledger developed by Tradewind Markets, the leading innovator in digital precious metals distributed ledger and blockchain technology. Vault Chain. Gold and silver are 100% redeemable through One Gold for physical precious metals delivered to customers' doors in any size at competitive prices and low transaction storage costs. As a special offer and for a limited time only, One Gold is offering gold and silver at spot price with no additional premiums. OneGold.com is secure and accessible 24/7 on any device, offering convenient purchases and sales of precious metals. Easy recurring transactions make passive saving and gold dollar cost averaging as easy as a single mouse click. Vault Chain offers the best tier pricing on AppMex products, setting the industry standard as a fully backed physical asset with easy redemption in coins, rounds, or bars, offering clients peace of mind and full transparency. Don't get left behind. Remember to bookmark OneGold.com for the safest and most convenient digital precious metals today. Remember, One Gold.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice. Shopping for fine jewelry just got easier. GoldSeek.com has identified the most successful jewelry brand to launch in recent times. Many Jewelry is rewriting the way consumers buy fine jewelry. Integrity Craftsmanship, the only company to sell 24-karat gold and platinum jewelry, avoiding confusing alloys and gems, a true precious metals investment. Many Jewelry's disruptive business model embraces Franco-American craftsmanship and direct-to-consumer economics, rapidly disrupting the $20 billion monopoly, just like Amazon and Uber. The sky is the limit with $1 billion of jewelry purchases daily for loved ones and those special occasions. Many Jewelry is an innovator positioned to capture market share, with annual sales growth in the industry topping $30 billion by 2021. Many Jewelry coined the term investment jewelry, pricing by the gram, transparently disclosing its profit margins, a truer investment in pure gold or platinum. Similar to real estate, even artwork, Many Jewelry has a weighted value easily calculated, ensuring value wealth as a long-term investment. With sales in 60 countries around the globe, 20,000 orders already, don't miss out on the explosive growth potential. Many Jewelry trades under the symbols MENE on the Toronto Exchange and in the US, MENEF. Remember to sign up to Many's Shareholder Club to receive shareholder news, updates, and special discount codes for jewelry purchases. Remember, Many Jewelry.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.